This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. Open phones as always. Actually, busy night on the phones for a Tuesday night. So always appreciate participation. Folks, you got something to say. And, of course, we've got a platform for it, not just on the radio, because we are on both AM and FM radio stations across the United States, but also on free-to-air satellites, also on streaming online. We're on Twitch at twitch.lrn.fm. We've got a Discord chat. There's actually a feed in the Discord chat server. There are so many different ways to listen. You can listen on your phone. There's a lot of different options. You can get Free Talk Live into your ears. Go to freetalklive.com, and you can find us there. Also, we'll take your calls about anything. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Or you can get on our Discord servers, on-air call-in line rooms, which are open at the moment. We've actually had several calls, I think, on Discord so far in the first hour. We're going to the normal phones, though, right now, where we've got Chris on the line in Vancouver, Canada. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michael, and Vincent.
Hello, Ian. Hello, hey, older Will Forte. Hello, guy who looks like he just pulled up in his Trans Am. How are you guys doing today?
Wait, so nice. Who's Will Forte? I don't know what that reference is. I'm not sure which one of you looks like you pulled up in the Trans Am. I'm guessing because of the jean jacket.
The denim jacket.
That's you.
I wish I had a Trans Am, man.
I awesome bet you car. Do, yeah.
So who's Will Forte?
He's an actor from the television, but you know what? Enough of these pleasantries. I'm peed off here. You guys aren't got your damn shirts on. It's Topless Tuesday. I tell my friends about
cold,
the program.
It's cold, man. I tell my friends about the program.
I say, this is the only shirtless radio show you're ever going to watch, and I got them all tuning in now, and you made a damn fool of me.
Ian, it's cold for Flatlanders, though.
Thanks for the call. He hung up there, but it was good. That was actually a decent one. I like that one. Because we've had some really bad crank calls.
I've had some pretty bad crank calls.
From some of the Twitch listeners, but you know what? That wasn't too bad. All right, so you can bring up anything you want here. And his purported topic was going to be legalization. And we are going to talk about that coming up in Canada. You guys both have been researching this. What are the rules going to be? They're actually going to be different in different provinces, from what I understand. So we'll talk a little bit about that coming up here. Cannabis is going to be legalized tomorrow, apparently, in Canada, across all of Canada, although there's some variants, and we'll get into that. Let's continue, though, with your calls and thoughts. We've got Ron in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Ron.
Hi, can you hear me?
We got you, Ron.
Okay. So did you see the New Mexico Senate debate with Gary Johnson and Martin Heinrich and Mick Rich, the Republican?
Why in God's name would I have seen that?
Apparently, I was watching it on C-SPAN the other day, and I think Gary Johnson won that debate. I mean, because I was shocked, because I thought Gary Johnson was, like, the worst debater ever, because if you watched him during any of the Libertarian debates, I didn't think he did well. And then if you watch, because he actually ran as a Republican originally in 2012. And if you watch the one debate the one Republican debate he attended in 2012, he did horrible. But he, surprisingly, his debate performance, I would go as far as to say it was on par with Ron Paul's first debate performance in 2008.
Wow. Okay. Wow. So wait, was he actually like talking libertarian principles?
Oh, yeah. He was, like, totally talking libertarian, yeah.
No kidding. I'm surprised they let him into the debates. I know they're trying to keep the libertarian contender out here in New Hampshire for governor, so that's unfortunate. But I imagine this is a difficulty that a lot of third parties will come up against, is getting the same exposure that the major two parties. Have you? So you're in New York. I mean, why are you paying attention?
Yeah.
You're just kind of curious? You just wanted to see
how
he
would do? I'm a big political junkie, so I follow all the races across the country.
So you say he was on C-SPAN. Did he eventually take off his clothes and streak on the stage?
I think it was actually from a local station, but C-SPAN re-aired it. It was probably a local station in New Mexico, but they re-aired it on C-SPAN so that more people could see it.
I ask because, you know, some libertarian politicians have been known to do that on C-SPAN.
Yeah,
you're talking about what was that, a year ago? What, 2016, I think, was that year. A guy named James Weeks actually stripped down to basically a thong on the stage there, and it was amazing. It was so hilarious, and it really got a lot of people upset because, you know, it's so easy to get these stodgy old libertarians all mad because, oh, you don't have a suit on. Oh, no, he took his clothes off.
Well, you're ruining the movement. I'm going to say I don't have an issue with people taking off their clothes in general. But
right,
I mean,
you just flashed the cameras 5 minutes ago.
Ian, I'm not at a formal event, Ian. I'm not here to talk politics and talk policy and X, Y, and Z. Well, I guess I am, but it's not, you know, an official. It's not an official thing, dude.
The guy who did strip down wasn't at a debate. He was just on stage speaking at the Libertarian Convention.
Some things that are proper, right?
Sure. It would be completely improper for Gary Johnson to strip down, but it would be pretty funny.
Oh, absolutely.
Thanks, Ron, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, because frequently things that are funny are also completely improper. So we continue with your calls and thoughts. Jack is calling us from London, listening to LRN.FM. Go ahead, Jack.
Hi. I wanted to bring up the blockchain to you guys. I'm a big fan of the blockchain.
Are you now?
Which London?
London, England.
Okay.
Oh, what's the weather like over there?
It's cold and rainy, as usual.
You don't have the accent for it. But so what about the blockchain? Because you're talking about a technology that came out with Bitcoin back in 2009 and has been pretty revolutionary to finance. It's essentially a public ledger, distributed and decentralized. That means it's impossible to hack and take down and cook the books.
Yeah, so The thing that with it that I'm not a fan of is the thing that's currently blocking your chain and possibly your nipples too. I'm talking about the shirt.
This was coming. Now he's starting to sound a little
It sounds Australian a bit.
Is that Australia?
To me, it sounded. I know I didn't hear him speak long enough.
I can speak a bit more if you want.
Yeah, we're still trying to figure you out.
Yeah, we're trying to place your accent.
It's English.
Okay. I mean, you're not going to see much nipples from me because, as you could see, the Free Talk Live banner is right strategically right there. You know, you got to pay up so the banner goes away.
So what is the obsession with, male nipples? You can get them on the Internet all over the place, right? Like, you could obviously spend as much time as you want looking at pornography or nude photos. Is it the success of being able to get someone to take their shirt off? Is that what it is you're after? Like, the victory? The conquest?
Well, I
guess that's the right word.
The thing for me, there's plenty of male nipples on the internet, but very few of them are libertarian.
Ooh, good point. Touche, Jack. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. You know, these guys are on their game tonight. They've had multiple different callers because usually we get like one crank caller. It sounds like the same kid who calls in three times.
We have a caller ID spoofer.
And changes his name. But, yeah, these haven't been bad. Let's continue. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Although I think there was at one time, didn't the Ladies of Liberty, there used to be an organization called LOLA, Ladies of Liberty Alliance.
Yes.
I think they actually did come out with, like, a hunky libertarian guy's calendar once upon a time. So I don't know if there's any copies. I know there are copies. I think they had like 1,000 they never sold. So there's probably a bunch of those things floating around out there. People like Pete Eyre from Cop Block and others.
Wait, Derek J has some.
I don't think Derek was in that. But let's go to – and by the way, he's not the kind of guy who's going to be flaunting his nipples around generally, although there are some exceptions.
No, I'm just saying he owns one of the calendars.
There was a time when he did walk into the airport in Manchester – where he was just basically wearing a Speedo. So there was that one time, but usually if you see Derek J, he's wearing a full-on suit.
Yeah. And very snazzy.
Looks very, very sharp, very snazzy. So we got more coming up here. If you want to join us also, since somebody brought up Facebook, I had something in show prep from a couple days ago about that. Facebook says hackers saw the personal information of 14 million people. And we're not just talking about seeing your profile pic here. They're saying the data that was exposed included relationship status, birth date, hometown, education, and their 15 most recent searches. So we'll share more with you on that.
Oh, lovely.
And you can take control of the airwaves here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, plus the cannabis news out of Canada. That's still on deck as well. You can take control, bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
This November, I'm running the New York City Marathon as a member of Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. 2018 has been a banner year for the Innocence Project. Since January, 9 of their clients have walked free. Innocent people who combined to serve more than 200 years in prison for crimes they did not commit. And because of the Innocence Project, the risk of being wrongfully convicted has been greatly reduced for millions of people. October 2nd is International Wrongful Conviction Day. It's an opportunity to draw attention to the countless innocent men and women who remain behind bars and the need to reform our broken criminal justice system to prevent wrongful convictions. At any given time, the Innocence Project represents 200 clients who need their help to prove their innocence. This year, the Innocence Project helped pass a first-in-the-nation prosecutorial oversight law in New York and eyewitness identification reforms in New Hampshire and Louisiana. You can help the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Notthaus. Now Bernard's son, Extra, has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at ld2coin.io. Get yours, ld2coin.io.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, you may dial toll-free and join us here on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like Freedom, 855-450-3733. Here tonight, you've got Ian,
Michael,
and Vincent.
And don't forget about AnyPay.global. That is where you can go to get started accepting cryptocurrency at your point of sale. If you've got, let's say, a cash register in a real-life business, AnyPay can help you. You can also use AnyPay, by the way, for, I mean, we focus on how it's a real-life acceptance thing, but you could use it for internet billing. So if somebody owes you some money, they want to pay with crypto, you can generate an invoice with AnyPay.global's point-of-sale system and then just send the invoice link to the customer, and then they can pay it. So it is possible to do other things besides real-life acceptance with AnyPay, but that was what they had in mind when they were designing the system. And it works great for that, too. Go to AnyPay.global and get started there. You just create your username and password, and you get in. You put your crypto addresses that you want the crypto delivered to, your personal wallet addresses. You put them in the setup page, and then you load the app on your point-of-sale device. That's it. And we're talking about literally just minutes of time that you will need to get set up to accept things like Dash or Bitcoin, BTC, Zcash, and others. AnyPay.global. As we go to your calls, your thoughts. Greg is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Greg.
So I am. So I thought I'd ask about, finally delve into this Republican versus Democrat thing. I'm just curious. The latest circus, I think, is about Elizabeth Warren.
Fairly well-known Democrat. Wasn't she like the head of the Democratic National Committee or something, or was that somebody else?
I'm not sure about that.
Probably.
I just know she's
that's going to be Wasserman Schultz.
Oh, okay. Who is Warren? She's just like a state or
senator from Massachusetts.
Okay.
Yeah, so Bernie Sanders is a progressive. I think she's a progressive. Both people have, you know, done things, fairly significant things. Like, for example, Bernie Sanders audited the Fed. Bernie Sanders sometimes teams up with Rand Paul.
No, but okay, hold on a minute. Ron Paul himself said that Bernie Sanders put a poison pill in the, I think it was a 2012 audit the Fed bill.
Really?
He said at least he was backstabbed or something. I remember the video.
Well, I don't know about that. My point simply is that these people have way more going for them than simply that they claimed Native American ancestry or perpetuated a story that their family said. Like, that is so insignificant, and yet that is the only thing that most Republicans know about Elizabeth Warren, is that she claimed something somewhere 40 years ago. And I think that's really
sad. So hold on.
Because,
so is this, I think I've heard about this story. Yeah. This is the woman who has claimed to be part Native American, but some kind of test showed that she was less than 0.1% or something.
She had a DNA test done, and it showed she was less than 0.1%. And then
a hundredth of a percent,
okay. Something like that. Yeah. And then the Cherokee Nation even come out and issued a statement denouncing her.
The extent of how much of a liar she is, she had a cookbook that she said she got family Native American family recipes. She stole it from somewhere else.
Really?
She talked about how her father's parents disapproved of their marriage between her mother and father because they were racist against her mother for being Native American. And it's just such lies.
No, but this is what I mean. All that is fun one way, and then you take the exact same story. For example, Donald Trump's dad claimed that he was of Swedish ancestry because, you know, after World War II, it's not popular to be a German renting an apartment. So, okay, he claims he's Swedish ancestry, and he sells to Jews in Brooklyn and everything like that. Now, when that's brought up, well, you know, that's fine. Donald Trump writes it in Art of the deal that he has Swedish ancestry and nobody cares and he doesn't have any Swedish ancestry. And then
the difference between that and Warren is that Trump Sr., I think, Donald Trump's father did that to avoid, I'm just saying what I think it is, I haven't read this, did that to avoid the anti-German sentiment, while Elizabeth Warren did that to advance her career and academic.
Well, I would say Fred Trump would also advance his career by selling apartments. He's a salesman.
Now, is this Warren, didn't she do it to pander, like to, you know, make people feel like she was somehow part of this oppressed class?
Well, she did not to pander.
She did it to impress,
she did, to advance her career because it's something interesting. Right? It gives him sympathy points.
She didn't get any benefits, like getting into a college from that. She simply affirmed what her parents were saying, and that was the truth for her, and that's what she said. Just like Donald Trump was affirming what his parents were saying, and that was the truth for him for a while. He finally distanced himself from it.
Well, I mean, you're acting like Donald Trump doesn't take any heat for the things that he says. I mean, he's taken heat for all kinds of things, and rightfully so. So, I mean, if this woman – now, again, I don't know what the original statement was, where she made this statement. Was it – you know,
she said it all her life, dude.
Oh, it was all of her life. Okay.
Yes. She said it all her life because her parents used to tell her that. That's the whole story. That's it.
And it turns out she was wrong. It turns out that there really was. You go there, can't say that. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I understand you feel strongly about it, but...
These rabid leftist SJWs are out of control, Ian.
Certain words you just can't say on the radio, and BS is one of them. We won't fine you, though, because I believe we got that before it hit the radio waves. Anyway, you can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up what you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Well, Ian, people could say BS on the radio. They just can't say the word.
Correct. They can't say the full-on what that stands for.
No, I mean, like, spread light. A joke fell flat.
All right. So you can bring up whatever you want here on Free Talk Live. We were going to get into the story about Canada, which tomorrow is apparently going to be legalizing cannabis. And I think
cannabis.
You're putting air quotes. You're putting air quotes around that. Do you want to tell us why you're putting air quotes?
This is Mike's story, but I mean, the reason why I said it, and I've brought this up before on Free Talk Live, like as far back as last year, because
we've talked about it before.
It's not legalizing it. It's just giving the government a monopoly to sell it.
That's
pretty much it. The only way to legally buy cannabis in Canada is through the provincial government.
Right. And each provincial government, what we learned over the summer when we talked about this in more detail, each provincial government has its own set of rules. So in some of them, you'll have to be 18 to buy the cannabis. And I believe one or two, it's like 19.
As far as I know, it's 19 nationwide.
In Quebec, it's 18. I think it's for last I checked, they might have changed it.
It could be. I could be wrong.
I thought it was in Ontario. It was
19 in Ontario, but
and maybe the Maritimes. It's older. I saw. Or maybe it's 19 also.
All right, we'll have to pull up the list because I know the last time I looked at it, I believe it actually ranged in some places even higher than 19. If I recall correctly, I could be wrong.
Okay, here we go. In Quebec, anyone 18 or older will be able to buy it. They're going to increase the minimum age to 21, though.
Jesus.
Alberta has gone with 18, but every other province has gone with 19.
Interesting.
Oh, no, these kids under 21, how could they get their cannabis now?
We got more to say about this, and you guys have both been doing some research on the topic. Vincent, you're originally from Quebec province, so if you want to weigh in here on cannabis legalization, you're welcome to join us. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, or you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want, 855-450-3733, or jump in to our Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They are open to you now. Just go to discord.lrn.fm. You'll find the rooms there right at the top of our list of various different chat rooms where you can interact with the other Free Talk Live listeners and such. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News.
Saudi Arabia's young crown prince is again denying any involvement in the disappearance of a Washington Post columnist. That's according to President Donald Trump. All of this has many people rethinking our relationship with Saudi Arabia. including Senator Ben Cardin. He's a Democrat and on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He joined Fox News and was asked about the relationship the United States should have with Saudi Arabia.
The Saudis need to understand that to do business with the United States, that we're going to demand that there be respect for international human rights. And for reporters, I mean, they've been under constant attack.
Nevada brothel owner and state assembly candidate Dennis Hoff died today. That's according to the Nye County Sheriff's Office. He was 72 years old. The circumstances of his death remain unclear as he was found at his ranch Tuesday morning just north of Pahrump, Nevada. Your final numbers on Wall Street today. The Dow was up 547 points. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. Our number here, 855-453, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com. And Bitcoin.com wants you to know about Save at Purse. You want to save big time on your purchases at Amazon? You can now use Bitcoin Cash to do it. For a long time, SaveAtPurse.com's accepted Bitcoin BTC, but recently they added Bitcoin Cash as one of your main deposit currencies there at SaveAtPurse.com. How it works? Well, you got Bitcoin Cash, you deposit it into SaveAtPurse, and then you go shopping on Amazon, you load up your wish list with the stuff that you want to buy, you import that wish list into SaveAtPurse.com, and then you decide the discount you want. You want to get 20% off? No problem. I mean, I usually don't ever go lower than 20% on SaveAtPurse.com. Usually if I put something at 20%, it gets snatched up within the next few hours, at most like a day. And it's rare that it takes a day at 20%. You get to set your rate. So if you want to go up as high as 30, 33%, you can do that. It gets a little harder to get somebody to take it at that price, because essentially what's happening is the person on the other end is buying your cryptocurrency, your Bitcoin or your Bitcoin Cash, at 20% above the normal cost of that thing, because they want it real bad for whatever reason. And they send you the thing you want from Amazon. You just mark when you receive it that you got the thing that you wanted, and then the Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash gets released from the escrow to the person who bought the item for you. It's really slick, and it works very well. I use it every time I need something from Amazon, because why would you want to pay full price if you can save 20% or more?
or less. It's up to you. Bitcoin.com wants you to know about this. It's saveatpurse.com, saveatpurse.com. All right, we continue here. Of course, you can bring up what you want. Michael, you actually brought this story to the table, and I'm glad we actually have Vincent here because he's actually originally from Canada, where Canada is leading the way in North America as far as legalization of cannabis is concerned.
I'd say the states, not to interrupt, I'd say the states like Colorado are doing better.
Well, yes, I mean that's true.
Because here, like in Colorado, I believe you could buy like concentrates and buy edibles here, and you have like packaging, right? Like you have Snoop Dogg brand weed or whatever.
Of course you do.
Up there in Quebec, at least the way I understand it, we're only selling flower, right? We're going to talk and deliberate about edibles and the other stuff in the future, but in 2019. But also, you have to buy it in like a silver sort of. It's like a medicine, right? It looks like a prescription.
It's going to be a boring bag from the government, right?
They don't want the children to see all these, cute cartoon characters.
Right. And government, isn't known for its marketing abilities, and they're not going to need to market it. It's going to be a product that sells itself. So it really ultimately won't matter whether or not it's in a fancy bag or a nondescript, brown or silver bag. But you do make a good point. They are not leading the way as far as their structure, the legalization system is concerned. I guess my comment is they were leading the way as far as national legalization because the United States has not seen any kind of even decriminalization, excepting Washington, D.C., where actually it got legalized, interestingly.
Well, it's because all the politicians want to do it there.
Well, whoever it is.
All the lobbyists and bad people.
Yeah, well, they were doing it anyway. It's just they want to do it legally, right?
Out in the open, yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's legal out in the open. I don't know if it's smoke. Because in a lot of these places, like in Colorado, you can't legally smoke it outdoors. How many people violate that ordinance? I'm not sure. But there's not really a truly free place for using and possessing cannabis. They all have a bunch of rules applying to them. We saw a story, and we didn't get into the details on it, but in Colorado, there were multiple raids against unlicensed grows. So they're still targeting people who are operating in the black market, people who don't want to go and jump through the hoops and get the government licenses and all that. So Canada is ahead of, I think, the United States and Mexico as far as a national level decriminalization or legalization. But I agree with you, Vincent. It's going to be a laughable legalization because
it's Soviet centrally planned.
Yeah, right. It's centrally planned legalization. And so the government, while they're not going to grow the weed themselves, they have specific contractors for whom they will be doing, the government grows. And so there's no competition amongst the growers, which means that the weed is likely going to be some of the weakest, most, pathetic kind of weed available out there on the market. At least that was some of the claims originally back when Canada went through medical cannabis. Was the medical patients were like, this weed sucks. This is ditch weed, was some of the comments that that we'd seen. So, Michael, did you want to share more from your story?
The irony here is that I brought the story up, but I don't even smoke cannabis.
Right.
So,
right.
That's what they all say.
No, I really haven't. I quit in 1995 and haven't touched the stuff since.
So you have used it.
I have used it in the past.
Okay.
You do know it has gotten better. I mean, if you want to. All right. So I've heard.
That's probably not the reason.
Trust me. I got hold of some pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
So.
They still had good weed back in the 1990s. Just might have been a little harder to come across. So where was the story? You had something that you were sharing, right, Michael?
There was one story that really struck me that I thought we should talk about a little bit.
Sure.
Nearly 8 in 10 Canadians are uninterested in smoking cannabis once it's legalized.
Huh.
A survey conducted for CTV News, this comes from CTV News in Canada, found that 71% of those polled were not interested in smoking marijuana once it's legal in Canada.
71% isn't quite 8 out of 10, but it's still a lot.
Another 8% said they were somewhat not interested, whatever that means. And 11% said they were somewhat interested.
All right.
8% said they were interested in smoking marijuana.
Only 8%.
And 2% were unsure.
Only 8%. Well,
but isn't this thing, this addictive, monstrous weed that, gets people to, just one second you're smoking a joint, the next you're shooting up heroin?
I don't buy it. I don't buy it that there's only 8% in Canada. Do you think there's still, like some kind of negative connotation surrounding the use of cannabis and people don't want to admit to it.
The story even says this. Pollster Nick Nanos, I don't know if I got his name right, but someone will correct me if I didn't, says the results of the survey reflect the current smoking culture in Canada. He told CTV News, governments have spent decades demonizing smoking, and even though they've legalized something and allowed for smoking marijuana, I don't think that means there's going to be a new renaissance in how people feel about smoking in general.
Mm.
The question becomes, will this mentality change with time? The answer, Nanos believes, is something that will be revealed in the coming months and years. He said, I consider this a benchmark of the old Canada, with a new Canada starting this week, one that has the consumption of marijuana.
Well, has the legal consumption of marijuana. I can tell you when I was in Toronto, and this was 11 years ago, it was like 2007, I think, when I took a trip to Toronto to go to a rave with my ex-girlfriend, or girlfriend at the time, and we were walking down the streets of Toronto. We smelled marijuana being smoked in the streets.
Oh, same deal. Every time I go to Montreal, you smell dope in the streets.
Well, dope.
I believe it. I believe it.
Dope is like a 70s term that parents would use.
I got it from Trailer Park Boys. My dad and Trailer Park Boys. That's why I use it.
Mm. I do love that show, Trailer Park Boys. For those who have not seen it, if you like a good comedy series, this has to be one of the funniest shows I've seen. It is really well done. It
takes place in Canada.
It takes place in Canada, and they're very Canadian, and
they grow a lot of weed.
They do all kinds of crimes, like, you know, not just weed growing.
Victimless crimes.
No, they do victim crimes. They steal all kinds of crap. They're totally criminal. But it's really entertaining. I highly recommend that. I don't buy it. I don't buy that only 8% of Canada is interested in smoking cannabis, and I don't know if they would have asked the question differently if it would have resulted like, do you intend to consume cannabis, right? Because some people would like to eat the cannabis. You know, they would like to maybe vaporize the cannabis.
I think it might be sort of like what they call the Trump effect or something where, like, when, you know, the 2016 election, when people polled through calls, people were inclined to lie about their support for Trump, even though it was like a private phone call.
Right.
I think in this case, it's even more amplified because at the time they got the phone call, it was still illegal.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, I think there's something to that.
I saw a headline that said something about Canadians not wanting to admit to cannabis use, but I can't find it again right now.
All right, we got more coming up, though. I know, Vincent, you've been looking into this legalization. We're going to maybe compare some of the different areas and how they're different. We already found out that the ages are going to be restricted in different provinces. So 18, 19, possibly even 21 years old. Apparently Quebec's starting at 18, but then they're going to possibly raise it to 21. They're already talking about that. More coming up here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves here. Our number 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. 855-450-3733. We also have our Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you. Just head over to discord.lrn.fm and jump on in one of those top three rooms. We'll join you there. In the studio here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Michael.
And Vincent.
We're digging into the Canadian cannabis legalization that is imminent. I mean, we're just hours away. I don't know if they're going to have, are they going to have midnight sales where they're going to swing the doors open at midnight?
Oh, they will. I've heard
of it. If they're legally allowed to. Oh, wait, no. This is the government. So, no, they're not going to do that.
I've heard that there's already talk of shortages.
Oh, yeah. There was news recently about that where they were already predicting that they are not going to be able to meet the demand of the Canadian people.
So in the Soviet Union, they had bread lines for centrally planned food. Now here in Canada, we're going to have weed lines.
They literally will. Certainly on the first day, there's going to be lines out the door. We know that because Mark Emery, the Prince of Pot, who ran Cannabis Culture magazine for a long time, and I guess he still does run the company, but the magazine's long gone. They still have a website, of course. And he and his wife, Jody, opened up cannabis dispensaries before it was legalized. So like a year ago, they opened these up in, I think, Ontario province and I think Quebec, maybe elsewhere in the country, and they got arrested for this. The Canadian government came in with goons and raided all of the store locations basically like simultaneously and arrested them. I don't know what the current status of that of their case is. I was never able to actually get them on the line to interview them. I'm still not sure why that is. We used to have Mark on the show in the past. I'd love to hear from them and you know be able to talk to them about this, but I can't spend all my time trying to chase down a guest if they're not going to respond to an email. So I would love to get the latest on that. But yeah, so they got targeted, and because you don't have a situation where the market is going to be providing this, you're not going to have a midnight sale tonight. The state stores are going to open at whatever time the state stores decide to open. Whereas like you know in the video game world, when there's some big video game release coming out, GameStop will open up at midnight so people can show up and be the first
you know, to get a copy of it in their hands.
Movie theaters have midnight showings on, like, Wednesday.
Yep, that's right. Right. I think, in fact, the Halloween movie's coming out this week, and they're doing, like, the evening before it technically opens shows, from what I understand. So, you know, the market provides these cool incentives and, you know, firsts and things that, you know, they're trying to one-up one another, right? Like, if you're in the market and you have the ability to legally sell marijuana tomorrow, but not today, probably a good chunk of those stores are going to want to open up at midnight to take advantage of those first-timers, the people that want to get out there and actually buy marijuana for the first time legally. Not that they're buying marijuana for the first time, because all these people have already been violating the law. This is just going to make it so they aren't going to get arrested for carrying, what was it, up to 30 grams? Yeah. One of you guys pulled up the restrictions on this. That was about an ounce.
Yeah, basically. So for I got it here. I had it here. Oh, here we go. So it'll be sold in 1 gram, 3.5 grams, which is an eighth. 15-gram formats with a maximum of 30 grams per visit. And to match the legal limit, a person will be allowed to have on them. 150 grams is the limit per household.
So you got roommates or husband and wife, whatever.
Or kids.
150 grams, you know, that's a lot of weed. I think that's probably more than sufficient for the average person. 30 grams certainly is going to keep you busy for a while. You had cited earlier off the air the cost per gram was going to be over five Canadian dollars?
It has the U.S. dollar symbol on it, but it's the Montreal Gazette, so it just says $5.25 a gram, so I'm assuming
that
it's going to be U.S.
With be Canadian, I think.
Could be, okay, some other articles I've seen.
Is there a special Canadian US dollar symbol? Because in Mexico, it's, no.
That's the
dollar sign. The dollar sign.
I've never seen this.
The same.
Either way, I mean, with the tax, it's probably going to, like, whatever exchange.
Oh, so that's not the tax price? So wait, is it $5.25 plus tax? Or does that include the tax?
It doesn't say.
GST, HST, whatever they have in Quebec.
B is in Quebec, there's a provincial tax, there's federal tax, and some parts of Montreal, I think there might even be a city tax. I mean,
That's got to be the worst. I know they have that in New York City.
Oh, sir. When I was in Quebec the last time, I visited the Emery shop and or what was left of it.
Mm-hmm.
And on
after
the way,
raid.
Yeah, after the raid, and all on the way there, there's plenty of signs right from like closed down shops, and it said in French, "We had to close down because the mayor thinks he could tax businesses into oblivion."
Hmm. I did find out what happened to Mark Emery. They pled guilty and were given probation. 2 years probation on December 2017.
Yeah, they had him up against the wall. I mean, they had all kinds of charges at him because they'd opened up multiple stores simultaneously. And it was a really ballsy move, right? Basically just saying, hey, their point was, it was a really smart and interesting point they were making. It's like, Canada's legalizing it. We're just going to do it now. Like, why should we wait for all these politicians to, you know, screw around and figure out all these stupid rules? And here you go. Let's just sell some weed.
Well,
and they just opened up the doors on, like, dozens of shops.
Ian, it's to respect the institution of Canadian democracy, even though it's a constitutional monarchy and the Queen could override anything.
But she probably won't in this case.
No, they had not in this case, but in the past they have. When the Prime Minister Stephen Harper of the Bush of Canada was about to be voted out of power in Parliament, she had the Governor General just dissolve Parliament for the day.
Wow. So in this case, they're going to make a bunch of money off of this.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not going to be, you know, they don't want to let anybody else in. They don't want to let the marketplace handle this, even though it's going to be real quick. Before we find out, or when we find out, that they can't handle it. They're not going to be able to handle the demand. There are going to be shortages. And then, of course, the black market is going to continue to fill that demand. And I know somebody said earlier, and I don't think it was on the air, because, again, we were just kind of talking about this off the air earlier, that the Canadian government was estimating they would only be able to fill 30% of the demand in the black market. I think one of y'all cited that number.
I got it here. Montreal Gazette. The SQDC, which is going to be the state store that sells it, expects to sell approximately 50 tons of cannabis in its first year, which would replace about 30%. I'm just going to put quotes all right. 30% of the black market. The number of SQDC outlets will reach 20 within the next few months, 50 in the next year, and 100 to 150 over the next three years.
That presumes
it's a 3-year plan.
And that presumes they have any real idea of what the black market is like, right? Like, how would the government really know? I mean, every now and then they'll interdict some weed, right? They'll catch somebody crossing the border, or they'll bust a grow operation, or they'll catch a dealer with, you know, 100 pounds or something like that. all they can really do is make estimates based off of their evidence that they have, right?
Right. I mean, and they're not catching all of it. They just aren't.
No way. No, not even, and the thing is, they don't know what fraction they're catching. So they know how much they're catching, but they don't know how much that is compared to how much there is being consumed. You can do a poll, but as we heard earlier, only 8% are claiming that they're actually going to smoke cannabis after it's legal, which I don't buy for a moment. But even if it was 8%, then you'd still have to poll further to ask people what their consumption habits are, because some of them are going to smoke once a week, you know, on the weekend or something like that. Others are going to smoke monthly. Some are going to smoke
every single day,
six times a day. So, you know, how do you figure out exactly what the consumption is going to be? The only way to know is going to be to actually measure the demand through the marketplace when we can finally have that information, because in the black market, all that stuff's silent. It's all quiet. It's all hush-hush. If it's anywhere, it's on a private ledger amongst thousands of dealers in any given province. And so we're going to find out real fast. I think it's going to be interesting to see how quickly they run out of stock.
Province or territory. Remember, adverse territories in Canada.
Right, yes, right. There are. How many of the provinces versus territories do you know off the top of your head?
Oof. I think it's 10 provinces, 5 territories.
But there's 3.
Let me just...
Oh, I'm not a very good Canadian right now. I don't know.
Hey, What's the difference between a province and a territory? Is it like kind of the difference between Puerto Rico and Florida?
I think there's not enough people in a territory like Nunavut, which got its name because when explorers went there, they went to the indigenous people and they say, how much of this land is habitable? And the indigenous replied, none of it.
Wow.
That's a joke there, but I think it's like mainly like the provinces like Northwest Territory, Yukon, Nunavut. It's the people. It's just not very habitable. Not very many people want to go there. It's mainly a lot of Canadian Aboriginals and First Nations.
So Indians, basically.
Aboriginals, right. Ian.
Is that a politically correct term for Indian? No?
Well, no, I mean, there's nations of people who lived here before. That's why they're called First Nations. That's why in the U.S. They're called the Cherokee Nation, the Haudenosaunee, or the Iroquois.
So is Indian like an insulting kind of non-PC term?
From what I understand, in the U.S., in Canada, it's Amerindien, or at least that's the French. In the U.S., some Native Americans, they pride themselves of Indian, but I mean, it's an inaccurate term, you know, because you have a whole subcontinent full of Indians.
India. All right, so we got more on the way here. We can talk about Canadian cannabis legalization, which I'm predicting is going to be a disaster. But, you know, maybe it will be not quite a disaster, but it's going to be nowhere near as good as it could have been if they'd actually allowed the marketplace to handle this. We're coming up here in moments, 855, 450, free, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.